Yes, we're off to California, to San Jose, and of course we have our wonderful Jay Gabaini over there, the man who has that automatic observatory that he remotely controls way up a mountain in New Mexico, and he lives in San Jose in California, and we'll talk to him. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
You've written a wonderful article in Universe Today, and we'll put that on our website because it tells about a wonderful astrophotographer in Australia, in Canberra, Steve Crouch. I understand that he will be in the David Malan Awards going off on in about a fortnight's time at the Parkes Radio Telescope. Is that correct?
Yes, he has entered his photographs in the contest.
Oh, that's great. But he's done a wonderful thing, and you've really put it all together in that article. So I'd like to ask you a few questions about the subject. Where is that Scorpius, area that you're talking about?
Well, for instance, here in California, Scorpius is in the far south. It's only about a fourth of the way up in the sky, and it's only out around this time of year for a few hours each night because it's so low on the horizon. But for you, it's almost straight overhead. In fact, if you go out around midnight and look straight up and look a little bit to the south of straight up, you will see a bright star. And if you've got, if it's really dark, you might notice it's a little bit red, just a little bit. But that is Antares, and it's the heart of the constellation Scorpius. And this picture is just a little bit north of Antares.
So, obviously, Steve has taken this because it's so close, or comparatively so close, and so little atmosphere in the way. Jay, now tell us about the technique that he used, the telescope and the camera, and the colors.
Takes long exposures to create these pictures. In fact, this picture took him several hours of leaving the shutter open, if you would. He uses a small telescope, but this telescope has been designed to allow him to see a large portion of the sky. For instance, in most telescopes, you can barely fit the moon when you look through them. In Steve's telescope, you could put 10 moons side by side. It has such a wide field of view. He also uses a very light-sensitive digital camera. And this is a camera that has an ASA rating, for those who are familiar with photography, of about 10 to 15,000. It's incredibly light-sensitive. So his telescope collects a lot of light. It has a about a 7-inch mirror, which means it brings in about 1,500 times more light than you can see with your own eye. And he combines that with this very light-sensitive camera, and then he holds the shutter open for several hours, and the light just simply collects, and it lets him see more and more faint things. And it, over time, it even starts to pick up these beautiful colors.
That's marvelous. And tell us, Jay, about how they get onto the artistic content of this, the composition of the picture and the artistic grouping.
Well, that's a matter of being familiar with the sky and this, and particularly with this area of the sky. The area around Scorpius, around Antares in the constellation Scorpius, is literally almost at the heart of our galaxy, and that area of the sky is just magnificent. There are millions and billions of stars in that area of the sky, because you're looking at the greatest concentration in the Milky Way. And Steve, being aware of this area, positioned his telescope in such a way that he caught the part of the sky just to the north of the star Antares, where these beautiful star clouds are located. And what he was after was trying to capture the glorious colors, the yellows, the reds, and the blues, that really make this, I think, one of the most beautiful places in the heavens.
I agree. But, Jay, when we use a telescope, we can't see those colours. This is all due to the fact that he keeps his shutter open for such a long time and tracks it, of course, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. He definitely tracks it. He has a special mount that is moving simultaneously with the Earth's movement so that the stars appear to be stationary in the telescope when, in fact, you know, they're moving across the sky. The telescope is tracking them. It's part of the reason he sees these colors is because of the long exposure, and part of it is because a camera is much better. better at seeing color in the night sky than our eyes ever thought of being. You know, our eyes are made for basically for seeing black and white, for detecting differences in shade in the amounts of light. You know, our ability to see color is not as good as our ability to see, you know, the difference between dark and light. But a camera doesn't have those problems. A camera, every pixel within a camera can be used to pick up both color and light and dark variances. And holding the shutter open simply multiplies that effect so that over time, you know, you see these beautiful colors. A lot of people ask, are these colors real? And they are very real. It's just that our eyes are not very good at seeing color through a telescope. In fact, even through the world's largest telescope, you will not see these beautiful colors.